Hi, and welcome to the 6th episode of She3PO!
Welcome! Woo!
This is a very, very exciting episode because we just saw the finale of Game of Thrones.
Boo!
Wait, Kayla. Are we going to talk about our weekend?
Are we doing that first? Oh, yeah. Okay.
What did we do this weekend? We did a
Tia,
lot.
Tia, what did you do this weekend?
I got tatted this weekend. If you go on our Instagram, you can see my two new tattoos. They hurt. They were painful.
Out of 1 to 10.
Like a 6.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I was there with you. And you
depending
you were
on the moment. Like, I mean, it hurt at certain points, and then at other points, it just was vibration.
Oh. You got them in not too bad spots, too, because there's some painful spots.
I know. I did that on purpose. I did my research. These were my first tattoos, so I don't know.
Tell them what you got.
I got I got Hermione's wand on the side of my wrist. Ooh. She's itching today, and it's unpleasant.
Colored, too, or is it just your skin tone?
That's just my skin.
Oh, yeah, it's just dark.
That's just the melanin in my skin.
Like, color. I know, right? I thought it was, like, colored brown at first, but I didn't know for sure, but I think it's because the darkness from the...
Guys, only brown people can get wand tattoos because it's the right color.
And it's cheaper because then you don't have to pay for the color.
You're right. So I got the Hermione tattoo, and then I on my left bicep, like facing forward, I got the Millennium Falcon. My child. My hunk
Wait,
of junk.
Kayla, do you have tattoos?
No, I don't
Maybe
know.
Neither.
You don't know?
I just can't. Well, I'm like, I'm always like, should I get tattoos? But then I'm like, I can't think of something I'd want on my body my whole life. But
I wanted these on my body my whole life. As soon as I saw, oh, well, I won't get there. I guess we'll go there. What else did we do this weekend, Kelsey?
Me and Tia yesterday, Monday, a day that will go down in
history.
We got to go to a cast preview of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
It was amazing.
It was literally like one of the best days of my life. Like, and that's not exaggerating.
Yeah.
Like, it was so
it
much
was
fun.
Pretty
we
good.
Had so much fun.
It, like, our whole day went perfectly.
Yeah, like, nothing wrong
We
happened.
Did everything. Yeah. And it was so smooth. It was wonderful.
It was perfect.
So, yeah, that's all you're going to hear about Galaxy's Edge from us for now.
Until June something. June 10th. Or,
if
yeah,
you want
June
to know
5th.
More about Galaxy's Edge, go to the Disneyland Resort Parks blog and read all about the drinks and the merch
yes,
there.
Yes, they actually, Woo! The day we went, because we had the first cast preview, they posted all of the prices for the droids and the lightsabers and, like, everything that comes with. So you actually can go on there and prepare yourself, and you're going to want to.
Save your money.
Because you don't want to, like, spend any time, like, deciding on what to do. Because there's so much to do. You just want to know what you want and then go. So, prepare.
But we, as She3PO, have a whole, like, actual day in June 5th. I keep thinking it's the 6th. 5th. And we're going to go, and by then the land will be open, so we'll be able to talk about it with you. Maybe do some, like, Instagram stories. Maybe, like, a video, but either way, we're going to
we'll
do
talk
it.
About it in full.
Yeah. We'll do an
spoiler identity. Alert. We will talk about the whole thing in detail.
And the way I'm getting there is today I got a Flex Pass.
Yay, yeah. Kayla!
For Disneyland, and if you guys didn't know, there's a new pass called the Flex Pass. And so, basically, you have good-to-go days on all the same days of the SoCal people, but you actually also get to go every other day of the year, except for the last 2 weeks of Christmas, with a reservation. So, I mean, this could be, like, a pretty good pass for the first couple months if people don't really know about it, because you're allowed to reserve 2 days in advance, but after you use 1 day, you could basically go every single day if you wanted to, because once you use one of those days that you reserved, you can book another reservation. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, if not a lot of people have it at first, I can potentially go to, like, every day because people won't be reserving things yet. And then there's 3 options for a reservation because I made some reservations today. There's Disneyland, California Adventure, or both parks. So potentially if both parks is gone, you could just go to Disneyland or you could just go to California Adventure. Or if Disneyland's gone, you could just go to California Adventure. So
That's cool.
Right? And that's only $600.
That's actually a really good idea. Yeah.
It's $37 like it's a month. Yeah. So I'm really excited
about
it.
That way they can anticipate. Wow.
Does it come with parking or MaxPass?
Does not come with parking. You can add MaxPass for $100.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's some info on the new pass. I think is a really good option and very smart on Disney's part because they can control like when how many pass holders or at least flex pass holders are in the parks at a time. Because if you didn't know, most of like Disney's daily population is mostly pass holders and cast members and cast members who get their family in. Like that makes up a really big chunk of how many people are in Disneyland. So this is like bueno. I enjoy this idea.
Yeah.
So, are we going to talk about Game of Thrones?
Moving on.
Okay, our predictions. We're going to talk about what we thought was going to happen.
We're backtracking a little.
Which one of us is just going to go around?
We've kind of already been discussing it, like, with previous episodes, just, like, as the season went on, but we never really, like, gave our predictions about who would end up on the Iron Throne or, like, who would end up dead or whatever. So we're just gonna backtrack a little and then talk about that and then pour out our thoughts on the very last episode of Game of Thrones.
And the series as a whole, I mean.
So sad. R.I.P.
Aw. I'll miss it.
I'll miss seasons 1 through 6. Maybe 7. Parts of 7. Like 1 or 2 scenes from 8.
I can still go and read the books, maybe.
Yeah, I am gonna reread the books. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing who we thought was gonna end up on the throne, who was gonna like die, like major deaths, and who was gonna kill the Night King. Let's do that.
Oh yeah. Ew. So I'm trying to think back to when I filled out my thingamajig, my death ballot. Who I thought was gonna be on the Iron Throne. I think I said Jon and Dany.
Yeah,
that was my prediction. It just seemed like it would make the most sense. But once season 8 started, because I put down Jon and Dany because I thought Sansa Stark was too good to be true. Like, I just thought that was like it's too good to be true because it would be so perfect for me. But when season 8 started, I really started to think, wow, Sansa could end up on the Iron Throne. Like, it's a possibility. So once that started, I thought Sansa could potentially end up on the Iron Throne, and I really wanted it. And at a point, for a fleeting moment in this new episode, I still thought she would end up on the Iron Throne, but that obviously didn't happen. So yeah, I didn't think Dany was gonna die. I didn't think Jon Snow would make through, so that's like a switch for me. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other like big predictions. Okay, yeah, so I didn't think those two deaths were flipped for me. Who killed the Night King? I thought Jon Snow was going to kill the Night King because he's the one who cared about it the most, and he's the one who made everybody care about it in the first place, so it made sense. I also thought the White Walkers would make it until the end. Like, I thought that fight was going to be a lot longer. But it was cut really short. Like, it only lasted, like, literally, the White Walker issue lasted for, like, 2 episodes. So, didn't think that was gonna happen. But, yeah, other than that, I can't think of any other, like, major deaths. I thought Cersei was gonna die. I thought Jaime was gonna die. I had a feeling most of the Starks would live. I thought possibly Bran could die. LOL. I have to laugh.
Oh, literally the opposite.
I have to laugh. But yeah, I think that's it for my predictions, my major ones. I'm Boo Boo the Fool, as you can tell. I'm a clown.
Clown music playing in the background while we do this prediction segment.
Just play softly in the background.
I would say my prediction for who is going to end up on the Iron Throne, I actually thought that they were going to have to destroy the throne and use the swords that were, like, on the throne to kill some White Walkers, so there was going to be no throne. I was a little bit right, because the throne didn't make it to the end, and no one really sat on it. I did think Dany was going to sit on it for, like, a little bit, though. But
me too.
Couldn't even give us that.
Oh my god.
So silly. I majorly predicted that Jaime was gonna kill Cersei, like, literally since, like, way back when. I was like, yes, Jaime will kill her, he'll kill her. Anyway, I'm a clown. Oh, I predicted that one of the dragons would have, like, dragon eggs. And the, because otherwise, because Drogon's just the last one, and, like, it didn't make sense that, like, she would go through the process of making more dragons, and then those would just, no more dragons again. Like, I thought they would continue and be more dragons. There weren't. I thought Jon would kill the Night King. Those were all of my wrong predictions.
Can I say my favorite evil, like, horrible theory that I came up with?
Yeah.
It was that, when the battle in Winterfell happened and Sam and Gilly and baby Sam were down there.
That baby
Sam would become a White Walker.
That would have been horrible. Because
that's why they saved him in the first place is to prevent that. And if he just ended up one anyway, so horrible. I love it.
I thought Cersei was going to be a White Walker because she wanted to be queen for so long. And then she becomes the Night Queen and it's like, oof.
Night Queen Cersei.
Then Jaime has to kill her, but nope. Too hopeful.
It didn't happen.
Oh, I saw a theory that Bran was the Night King all along. Like,
oh my god,
have you seen that theory?
No.
Well,
I don't know.
I have seen that.
Like, I would have thought, I don't know, it depends on how they would have done it, but I was like, dang, like, that would have been so layered. Like,
thinking about Sam, I understand why Sam and John, oh wait. Was in the last episode, or maybe Gilly. You know how, like, Gilly and John and Sam were all hugging, like they weren't gonna ever see each other again?
Yeah.
And then Sam was, like, in the last episode. Yeah. I'm just confused. But I understand. I'm sorry. Confused.
They can travel really quickly.
That scene was very confusing to me. I was like, where are they going? But apparently they're just gonna meet up again.
The drama. Yeah, what were your predictions?
My prediction was that Jon was going to end up on the throne because the writers built it up that way this whole time, either Jon or Dany, and you're, like, on either side, but they didn't go with that. I just think it's, like, pretty stale. Like, I like Bran on the throne, like, I'm not against it, but it's, like, so stale that they built Jon and Sansa, I mean, not Sansa's. Well, Sansa's too, but but Dany's arc to be, like, on the throne, and neither of them did. So anticlimactic.
I know, right?
And then
what other predictions did you have, Kayla?
I also
who
thought,
did you think was gonna kill the Night King?
Oh yeah.
I didn't care who was gonna kill the Night King because I want to be honest
Big
with
mood.
You. I was like,
neither did the the writers cared about that specifically, and that's about it.
Because I didn't know that if you kill the Night King, you kill all the Walkers. So I was like, I didn't think it mattered if we killed him or not. I was not thinking, who's going to kill the Night King? And then thinking about it, I can't believe Arya stabbed him in the arm and he died.
It was in the same spot where he got stabbed by the Children of the Forest to become a White Walker.
Oh,
yeah.
It was
like in
this
tree and
stuff
too, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I also thought that Jon and Dany might have a baby, and then and then, like, everyone died. The White Walkers won, like, the Night King's, like, chilling, and then their baby.
The baby
comes
is
through.
Raised by their Drogon.
Baby. Yes. And Drogon raises him, and just it was implied too that they were like, what was the point of them having that conversation? Like, Dany, you might have kids, and then I guess she didn't.
IDK. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought Jon and Sansa were gonna get together, maybe.
Shut up!
I mean, it's like,
no!
I thought maybe, like, I don't know, like a 50% chance, I don't know. And
absolutely
I also did think
not.
That Jaime would kill Cersei, but, you know, we all can't have what we want, so.
We really can't.
No, we cannot, and this season taught me that more than anything else in this life.
God.
Do we wanna, like, get into it?
Yeah,
I guess.
We might as well. How did this episode even, with them, like, walking in and Tyrion
ended.
Seeing, like, dead Jaime and Cersei.
Oh, yeah, that scene needs to be eradicated from history. That was the corniest, dumbest scene I've ever seen in my life.
God, why do you hate it so much? Jesus.
I watched that 5-minute scene. I was like, they really said, yeah, we should put this in the episode, like,
wow, Kayla, I didn't know
those
you liked
siblings.
This scene so much.
I don't know, it's just
I just thought it was
corny.
Funny, because, like, There were rocks in, like, one specific area. If they had moved, like, yeah, a few steps over, they would have been
And how did he get in there? Like,
he crawled through.
What was he doing? He crawled through, like, and then tumbled down? I'm just, I need answers.
They should shorten that
cut
scene.
They cut that part out, him getting in, because they were like, it's not plausible. just don't show
don't
it.
Think they about it. Shorten that scene to keep that part of him, like, getting
in. Yeah.
Jamie's hand just conveniently on top of the rubble, like, conveniently there, so Tyrion doesn't have to dig through, like, all the rubble where they potentially could have been.
He only moved, like, three rocks and they were right there, like, wow.
How convenient is that?
How convenient.
That was not necessary.
I mean, I was indifferent towards the scene. I didn't hate it, nor did I sob.
I think it
was just a scene to me.
It just reminded me that Jaime didn't kill her, and I got upset again. I was like, I don't want to see the Lannisters anymore. I'm upset with them.
I'm also sick of the Lannisters at this point.
They also look just so nice. Like, I just wanted, like, some good gore. Some gore. Like, deformed heads, like, you know.
They died too pretty. Yeah.
Like, you know that picture of, like, a baby doll with its head smashed in? Like, that's the... Huh? That's how I would picture them right now.
Excuse me?
You know?
Are you okay?
They got crushed by rocks.
They did, though. Yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah. They looked fine, just dead. I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. I didn't care about that scene that much.
What about when Dany's, like, going full...
Oh, her little Nazi
moment. Her Nazi.
Her little General Hux moment.
Dude, that was so General Hux.
That was a General Hux speech. Right. It was. That was a little scary. I don't know. It also, like, felt kind of out of character for her. Because she was talking about, like, conquering the world and stuff. And she never really, I mean, she conquered, like, Meereen and whatever else. But her goal has always been, like, the Iron Throne. But I guess she expanded her horizons. That's cool. But, I don't know, she just seems so angry.
The dragon wings.
Why are you so mad? You won. That was
cool.
That shot was beautiful.
Good.
Yeah,
stuff.
I liked
we
that.
We all screamed.
I was like, ooh.
Because it was so nice.
I love dragons. Like, man.
But yeah, she was like, from Winterfell to da-da-da. And I was like, what does Winterfell have to do with this? Like,
did
I don't
you see
understand.
That meme? That's like Jon not understanding High Valyrian, but he understands the word
Winterfell. He's like, huh?
Like, what did you just say? Like,
I'm confused. Oh
yeah,
my God.
I don't know. I mean, it was like,
well, can the Dothraki speak High Valyrian? She was just talking to the Unsullied.
I thought she was speaking Dothraki.
At first, she was speaking Dothraki, and then she spoke with Valyrian. Oh.
I don't know.
Well, Thomas was like, oh, like, I think they're just shouting every time she says something. And I was like, I mean, that's a good theory, actually, because I think that just that happens at every rally, right?
You're right.
Someone says something, yeah!
When you're, like, at a concert and the artist is like, how are we doing tonight? And you're like, yeah!
She's like, we're gonna conquer the entire world! Yeah! And plus, they're Dothraki, so I'm sure they would be all over it anyway.
So I think that's a good theory, because people are all, like, mad on the internet. They're like, how can they suddenly, like, interpret Valyrian? And how can Jon and Tyrion speak Valyrian? But, like, I think when Tyrion said, oh, do you think what she was saying was, like, peace? I think he meant, like, in the way it sounded. I don't think he meant, like, they actually understood it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way she was speaking was very tyranty and...
Yeah.
General Huxy, as we said.
Oh, another thing. She had that, like, Targaryen flag up on there. Yeah. And people were like, was she carrying that around with her, like, this whole time? Like, where did she get that?
But she's had it. She's had it. Yes, she put it up on a building that she conquered. Somewhere.
Yeah, but, like, said this during our watch.
Yeah, I said it when we were watching it.
No,
you guys were like, where did she get that? I'm like, she's had that for a long time.
On what episode?
When she conquered one of the cities, she put it up on a building. And she, like, destroyed their statue or whatever, and then put the Targaryen flag up there.
Oh, you're right.
And they also have tons of ships with Targaryen flags on them. Yeah.
But she just was carrying it around? Like,
I mean, she has them. Like, hey, we won. Put the flag up, you know? Like, that's what you do.
God.
That's what you do. When we step foot on the moon, guess what's up
there?
The Targaryen flag. Anyway, I don't know. I didn't really sympathize for Tyrion at all.
He threw throughout off the this pin. Enti-
oh, yeah, he said, not my president.
Oh, my God.
Tyrion said, not my Khaleesi, not my queen.
I mean, that he could have done that.
That was like a
private.
Smack in the face. Yeah, in front of all her.
I was like, yeah. Oh, you want to die, die.
Like, yeah, I was like,
dead.
Okay, that was bold.
Suicide.
That was like, very bold. I was like, he's dead. As soon as that happened, I really thought she's going to kill him on the spot.
Yeah.
I was just gonna, like, honestly, I was ready for it. I was like, okay, let's do this. Like, Tyrion's dead. But, you know, he's not dead. He's still here.
Nope.
But yeah, I don't know. I just didn't really feel bad for him at all. Like, while he was in prison and, like, talking to John and, like...
He's been stupid this whole season.
He's been a little foolish. So.
A little foolish.
But,
So, I guess the long talk between John and Tyrion.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Like,
so
what
cringe.
Was that?
They're talking
so cringe.
I'm trying to think about what were they talking about.
She's crazy. No, she's not. She's crazy.
Queen.
She's
my queen.
No.
I don't want it. She's my queen.
Oh, my God.
Would you have done the same thing? What?
It was so funny because we were all drinking wine, and literally in the scene when he said, I don't want it, and she's my queen, like, we were like, yeah, drink, 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 like, because he said, like, both of those, right?
Yeah.
Like, while that scene was happening.
Ugh. Idiot. We know.
Why did they write John so badly this season?
I know.
Season?
The thing that cracked me up the most in that conversation is when Tyrion literally was like, would you have done what she did? And then John goes, what?
What?
Like, it's not a difficult question. Like, what do you mean, what? To, like, use your brain.
Oh my gosh, or the scene where Arya's like, she's a killer, I can tell. I'm like, yeah how can you
so
tell?
So can all of these dead people that she just killed.
What gave it away, girl? Like...
I love that scene, though, because I just love John and Arya scenes.
Oh, yeah,
oh, my
too.
God. R.I.P. I love them.
What happened after that?
John kills Dany.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that happened after that.
That.
God
happen.
Damn it. I felt a little robbed. I mean, I was upset with Dany for killing everybody. All the innocents, but I still wanted her, like, part of me to sit on the throne. At least just sit on it. Like, I just wanted a good shot of her on the Iron Throne and everything, like, destroyed around her. Like, that's cool. I wanted it. We didn't get that at all. You're
nope.
so close.
She touched it.
She
put
did
her
touch
little
it.
Hand on it.
But that's it.
And she had, like, pretty good nails. I was like, wow, yeah. She has a good manicure right now.
For riding a dragon.
I know.
She kept her nails intact.
From going through war for the past couple weeks.
But, that scene?
A little anticlimactic, I feel like. I don't know. In my opinion.
I was so confused the whole time. I was like, what's happening? Wait, what's happening? What's happening? Because you just hear it. You hear the knife, like, slice her body, and then you're like, wait, is this really happening?
I'm like surprised, but not surprised at all. Like,
but what we drank again because right before he goes, you're my queen. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah, he literally says, like, you're my queen and kills her. And I'm like, drink.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'd feel as a girlfriend if my boyfriend, like,
killed you.
No, like,
you'd be dead.
If they're always like, you're my queen, like, I want to be something more intimate, like. That just seems, like, not very, like...
That's the thing, though. Like, in the last episode, when Dany and John are, like, having a moment and, like...
Yeah.
Like, they kiss again, and then he gets really uncomfortable, as he does, and then he's like, you're my queen, and she
even
says, is that all
scene,
I am to you? Like,
right?
That's all I am to you, you know?
I'd be like, stop calling me that, like... Oh my god.
So she, like, that upsets her, too. Yeah. Like, she wants to be more than his queen.
Because they could be, like, on the same level. Like, she doesn't have to be on, like, this pedestal, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drogon?
I'm upsetty. I don't know. The way Dany died was upsetting to me. I was mad. I don't know. I saw a thread on Twitter about, like, women in Game of Thrones being killed in very gendered ways. Like, Talissa being stabbed in her pregnant tummy. Mm-hmm. And now Dany being, like, in this really intimate moment with, like, this guy that she loves. Being stabbed, like, in the middle of kissing him. Like, I'm upsetty. But, and also Cersei, too, like, because right before she dies, she's like, I would just want my baby to live. Even though she's, like, Cersei! That just, I don't know, it just goes to show, like, how the writers ultimately, like, see their women. And also with Dany, too, like, like, her in the beginning of the entire series of Game of Thrones, like, being abused by her brother, sold off to marriage, and then ultimately being killed by the man that she loves. Like, okay. You know?
Like, if John was a real man, he would have done it, like, blatantly. Like, told her, like, this is why I'm doing this, like, I just need to do it. Like, I don't know. Like, they could have had a conversation about it, I feel like, and it would have been more powerful of a scene.
I wish he would have killed her while she was sitting on the throne. Like, she's sitting there, and he just, like, talks to her while she's sitting on it, and he stabs her. And she dies, like, on the throne.
Oh, that would have been...
And her, like, dead body would have been there. Yeah. But then Drogon would have to yeet her body off and then burn the symbol.
That's true.
So I don't know how that would
burn her on it. Yeah. Wait, she can't burn? Never mind.
Yeah. Or he's like, dang it. If Tyrion killed her, then we could have had Jon on the throne and everything could be okay.
That's true.
Because it's...
For a second, when he walked up to her while she was talking, I thought he was going to walk up and, like, stab her. And I was like,
ugh. I thought he was going to join her for a second. I thought, like, we could have second chances and... I don't know.
No.
I know. I was just dreaming, I guess. I don't know. I had my head in the clouds.
Yeah, I feel bad for Emilia Clarke because I know she's, like, really disappointed by the way Daenerys ended up on the show. Yeah. Emilia, if you're listening, I would like you to know that I still like Daenerys. I think she's cool, okay?
You're doing great, sweetie.
You did a great job with her character, and she was a very strong female character, like, in general. Like, she's a very, she's, like, I would argue, the most iconic character of the entire show. Like, people don't know what Game of Thrones is, but they see her, and they're like, oh, that's that Game of Thrones with the dragon girl, like, you know? Like, that's her. So, I don't know. I still love, she still has a special place in my little heart, and I was sad to see her die. And you know what? So was Drogon.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Drogon.
That was sad.
That was upsetting. R.I.P. It was very, who tweeted this? Simba and Mufasa vibes. Oh, yeah. Dad.
Oh, my God.
Mom. So sad.
And when he put the Iron Throne to rest.
Drogon, the only woke character. He's the only smart one.
A whole ass dragon.
Yeah, he said no. Yeah. People should not have this power, and he took the power away. Like, thank you so much for understanding politics, Drogon.
Oh my God.
You don't understand how scorpions work, I guess, but you understand how the Iron Throne works. People are also saying, like, what did Jon say after he came down from that throne room?
I know, right?
Because, like, the throne is burned. Daenerys is gone. They don't know she's dead. Drogon is gone.
That's true.
Was he just, like, I know he's, like, a noble man, so he probably went down and was like, yeah, I killed her.
Yeah.
And Grey Worm but was like, easily, oh, okay, thanks.
Like, he easily could have been like, she took off. Like, yeah. You know?
Or, like, she burned the throne, took the dragon, and left. I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
Or he could have just, like, gone home. I just wanted him to go home. Like, I don't know.
Well, he did, kind of.
No.
No, he's in jail.
I mean, at the very end, he goes back to the North.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. But yeah, that's so true. He could have just been like,
okay,
IDK.
Time to go home. I think, oh, it's like the whole, like, Tyrion thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This scene was so funny to me because a second ago, he was, like, a prisoner, and Grey Worm was like, shut up to him. And then he started going on telling them how to choose their next king, and they listened to him.
They said, okay.
Yeah, like, I'm like, wait a second.
5 seconds.
Is he not a prisoner? Like, right now, I'm confused. I just didn't understand.
And I just don't, like, it's so unrealistic that all those people would just be like, okay, we'll give it to Bran. Like,
yeah, everyone was really reasonable when... The point of this whole show was that no one is reasonable about this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it was...
Also, like, who were, like, half the people there? Like,
I truly don't
know. Where were all of
you? Ooh, what's his name? Let's see,
What is his name?
Is it Rob? Is it... No, Robin?
It's Robin.
Oh, Robin. Robin is looking mighty fine.
Oh my God.
Who is that? Like, I was Robin just, Aaron, wow. He
drinking
grew.
Milk straight from the teat at the right age of, like, 6.
That is why he looks like that now. What are you talking about?
No. No.
Excuse me, officer. This one right here.
This podcast here.
Yeah.
I think you said this, Kayla, like, while we were watching it. Like, if Sansa was a man, like, that... titles easily would have gone to her.
Or Arya would have been men. Like, Arya killed the Night King. And they were just like, yeah, I don't know. Like, she doesn't get any titles. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, she did the most. She put in the most work out of all of you. You all are dead.
The people who are on that council have seen Sansa as a leader. Like, they've been in Winterfell. They know she's a good leader and that she's good at what she does. And nobody suggested that even Tyrion knows that Sansa is an excellent leader.
Well, that's the thing that bothered me. I was like, first of all, Tyrion and Bran were never shown to have any sort of relationship up until this season.
Yeah.
Where they have an off-screen conversation.
Yeah.
Also, Sansa and Arya have literally been everywhere. They went all over King's Landing, all over. Arya's been all the way over to, like, Essos and stuff. Like, they've been everywhere. They know. Bran has been in the north. He went past the wall, like, once, and then he went back to, like, Winterfell area. And he's just been up north the whole time. And suddenly he's like, yeah, I know how to run King's Landing. I've never been to King's Landing. But, like, I get that he's, like, the three-eyed raven now. So he, like, he sees everything. But, like, the other people, I don't understand why they would vouch for him. Because yeah. I thought they didn't even really know how the three-eyed raven worked.
Not to mention, Sansa was slated to be the queen since season one.
What?
Well, she was. She did she say, like, I want to be the queen.
Not
yeah,
even just want
it.
To. She was betrothed to...
Oh, betrothed to...
Joffrey. She was supposed to be queen since season one.
Yeah.
And she's been trained by, like, Cersei and Littlefinger. Not that they're, like, great influences, but, like, she knows how, like, politics work.
Yeah. She's, like, one of the only few who does.
Yeah.
What does Bran know about politics?
Like, Drogon knows more about politics
You're
than
right,
Bran.
Than Bran.
I guess... Bran knows everything, which is why. Because you know how they always say, like, we need to know history so history doesn't, like, repeat itself?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. I mean, I think I would have definitely rather had other people on the throne, but I'm not, like...
It wasn't the worst
Yeah, it wasn't the worst decision. He's a Stark, so I guess,
it up a little
I, guess I won.
I was just glad to have a Stark on the Iron Throne.
Clink,
honestly.
Clink.
Bare minimum Twitter, like, oh.
Yeah, but that also that line when he's like, why do you think I came all the way here? I was like, bitch, what?
What like, do you mean?
I'm so confused. Like, Mr. Bran, I'll never be lord of anything. I mean, obviously not, because you're going
to
be the king. Like, he was just sitting there, like, waiting in his castle while people were fighting White Walkers, knowing that he's going to end up on the throne. Like,
did you see the
what?
Thing that, like, if you think about it the right way, he's technically, like, the main villain, because he knew that Dany was going to go crazy and kill all those people. He knew.
He let it all happen.
Because that is what was going to lead
to him on the throne.
Yeah, and now he has the highest seat of power, and the last thing he does is goes to find Drogon, because Drogon's, like, the other most powerful, like, entity out there.
I mean, I get it, though. I mean, that's the number one rule of time travel. You mess with the timeline if you tell people what's going to happen. Like, Doctor Strange.
Well, how convenient is that, Bran?
I'm sorry,
but... He was just, like, all this time, we thought he was just being a freaking weirdo.
But
he was playing
waiting.
The Game of Thrones, like, he really was.
By not playing the Game of Thrones,
he was playing
the Game of Thrones.
Like, when did they think about this, though? They were, like, season 7, like, let's just put Bran on the throne, like,
honestly, probably. Did you see the thing where the actor who plays Bran, I don't know his name, I'm sorry.
I love the ending.
He thought it was a joke.
Oh, he did?
When they first told him. Yeah, he was like, that's funny, guys. Like, hilarious.
He's like,
they're like, not for real. And he was
They didn't foreshadow it or anything
no,
at all, though.
No, they didn't.
Which
the
is
way they foreshadowed,
why it's bad writing.
Literally, like, every I feel like Bronn was foreshadowed to have more of an Iron Throne claim
Jesus
than Bran.
Jesus
his whole Bronn, because he's like, I want a castle. Bran has never wanted a castle, but...
Okay, but, like, get this. Like, Jon on the Iron Throne. I know you guys are Dany stans, but... I mean, a guy...
I wouldn't have been mad about Jon on the Iron Throne. It would have been predictable, but
been
whatever.
But what's wrong with predictable if it makes sense?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, whatever.
No,
like, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't
I
be
would
confused.
Because it's a plot twist in its own that he was a bastard, and now he's...
He's a Targaryen.
So that's
on
the big
Iron
plot
Throne.
Twist.
Yeah.
We already had it, like, 2 seasons ago. They don't need a plot twist this again. If they would have just given Jon the throne, that's the plot twist already, like...
I don't know. I would have
been
the
plot twist
mad.
That he kills her and then ends up on the Iron Throne. Instead
like, surprise.
Of being, going back to the freaking Night's Watch.
I know. Like, his
what?
Whole arc is just doesn't make sense anymore. Like, him being a Targaryen doesn't matter. Him coming back to life doesn't matter. Him being able to end his night's watch all, like, doesn't matter anymore. And it's just, like, really disappointed. Because, like, I felt like at one point, like, this show was, like, the Jon show, like. And then to not have him on the throne is really just, like, disappointing.
Yeah. I don't understand how Bran is now king, but they can't, like, why does Jon have to go to the Night's Watch? Like, why is he being punished at all if his brother is the king now?
I know!
Like, just pardon him. Like, I don't know. Like, he killed Dany, which Grey sucks, Worm but...
left. Like, yeah. How, like, what's, who's gonna tell him?
Westeros anymore.
He's not gonna know any better. He's traveling.
And that should be the compromise in itself, that he's leaving anyway, so let Jon do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
That's just...
Make it make sense.
I feel so bad. And I feel bad for Kit Harington to have to...
Like,
the whole arc to just
it all
be,
builds up to him, like, being, like, more than, like, a bastard, being, like, the king and, like...
To no one again.
Yeah. And, oh, my God.
Because the point is, the great thing about Jon was that he was no one, and he was fine with that. He was an honorable guy, and to actually be someone, the person... Because he's someone, and also, I don't know, he just did it himself by being such a noble man.
Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't earn his respect because of his title.
Yes. He did it himself.
He just did it because he deserved it.
Yeah, which is something no one else did in the show, not even Dany. Because,
yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
So it had been triumphant for him to be on the throne. I'm sad.
Well, that's not what we got. We got Mr. Three-Eyed Raven. I must go now. On the throne.
I know.
Can you imagine him, like, because there were ravens flying around in the episode where Dany burns everything. He's just watching, like, ah, yes, everything is going just as planned.
In the first meeting, too, as king, he's like, nah, guys, I'm going to sit this one out, because I'm just going to find this dragon.
Everybody came, sat down, like, ready to have this council meeting, and then he's like, you know what? I got to go.
I know. How is he king of Westeros? Like, please.
Are people happy with that? Do they even know who he is, realistically? Because people thought he died for the longest time, and then they thought he was, like, technically not Lord of Winterfell, right?
No.
And then they thought he, like, do they know what the Three-Eyed Raven is? No, right? It was a secret. Bran didn't even know what it was until he went into the tree.
But if Sansa ended up on the Iron Throne, they'd be like, oh, hey, remember Sansa? Like, Ned Stark's daughter, you know? Well, I guess
she was
Ned
supposed
Stark's
to marry
son.
Joffrey.
Or if Jon was on the Iron Throne, they'd be like, that's the guy. I actually don't know if the people would know about Jon Snow. Would they know about him? He didn't do much in the South.
Maybe if he said he was a Targaryen. I don't know.
Well, that then they'd be sense. Scared because...
I don't know. I don't know, but I saw a lot of criticism of being like, what, you guys are just complaining because you wanted it to go your way. You're just complaining because it wasn't predictable like you wanted it to be. Like, wrong. I mean, we just wanted it to make sense. So.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with a little predictability.
Yeah.
Especially when you're closing a chapter as big as this one, and you have a fan base as big as the one that exists for Game of Thrones. There's nothing wrong with a little fan service, especially with something as big as who ends up on the Iron Throne.
And like I said,
I'm gonna just say that.
Plot twist was given to us 2 seasons ago with Jon's thing.
In,
like,
such a great way. Yeah. Like, that plot twist really got me. Like, it was great.
Right?
Yeah.
So this would have been the ultimate plot twist for him to just keep on going and go with that arc and have him on the throne.
You can't always get what you want.
I feel like Breaking Bad was predictable, but everyone still liked how it ended. Because they knew he was gonna die. Like, you know he's gonna die from the start. It's not a twist that he dies, or like, that people find out that he's Walter White and that he's Heisenberg.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad, but I was just thinking about Endgame. Like,
Me too.
You know, everything
about
that happened
too.
In Endgame was pretty predictable. Yeah. Like, we
it was
all
really
knew
fan service-y
too. Yeah, we
sometimes.
All knew that, like, Cap wasn't coming back. Mm-hmm. We all knew that Tony Stark, as much as we didn't want him to, would most likely die or disappear in some way. You know, and it still was emotional when it happened, even though a lot of people saw it coming. Like, it still hurt, and we still felt it, you know?
But it Because it made sense, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. What else happened? I think... Oh, Sansa. We could talk about...
Woo!
Queen in the North! Oh, my God.
Ugh. My queen.
That was amazing.
That whole last, montage of the Starks, like, off going on their own little adventures. First of all, set up so much potential for spin-off seasons, okay? Like, sequel spin-off seasons. Like, I want a show about Arya pulling a Moana and going off and finding new islands. Like, I want that. That'd be super cool.
I just wanted Gendry to be in a boat behind Gendry! Her and be like,
oh my gosh.
Arya, like, I mean, Gendry's not, like, a noble man himself, so, I mean, I think he'd be down
for it. Yeah, what's Gendry gonna do? Yeah. He doesn't have any political training, and now he's Lord of Storm's End, like,
good luck.
Says who? Like,
that might
says Dany.
I know.
He's dead. Like, who's gonna support that?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's sad that Jon didn't just, like, go with them and then drop him off. Like, I feel like the wall is probably, like, a state over from Winterfell.
But we said that. Because, like, Sansa goes back up north, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, they could have carpooled.
I know. What? Excuse me.
Save the environment.
Yeah. Instead, they had to do that long goodbye, like, when they were both leaving. It's like when you, like, say goodbye to someone and then you bump into them. Oh, we're going the same way.
Yeah, that's yeah, so
that
true.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that was cool.
Seeing
Arya go off. And then that montage of Sansa's coronation.
Was I love her.
Easily the best thing about this season. Like, and I'll fight people about it. It was perfect. It was so perfect.
The Queen of the North.
Any stupid people acting like they suddenly love Sansa when I know
people
you guys
are.
Talked shit about her in all the other seasons, so.
You're right. Step off. She's
ours. She's ours.
Okay? Get in line. You're in the back. But that's where it ended.
But I was sad that she's not with any of her family.
That's true.
Like, at least Theon or Brienne.
LOL at the lone wolf dies, but the pack survives. And then all of the Starks are alone.
Yeah.
Because think about Sansa there without her family. Like, how alone she... Even though, like, she's... Like, she must feel alone.
Well, they also act like they were never going to see each other again. Right?
Yeah.
Like, they realistically, like... What's stopping them? Like,
I know. When Arya was like, oh, I can't come back.
Why?
Like,
she's already traveled by ship before. They've clearly established that it's really easy to travel from Winterfell to King's Landing, so Bran and Sansa can see them. Jon is right there where Winterfell is, so they can see each other again.
Like, I know.
Because
it's
y'all
so dramatic.
It's like when Tia was talking about before, about Arya's character being so static this season, because the writers are just like, going for it with this one, like, trope with her and not giving her any other feelings or whatnot, which is kind of sucks sometimes because she is only, what, like, 17? Like,
I don't know. Yeah. That line, I was just like, well, why not, Arya?
Yeah.
Just visit your family. Write to your family, Arya. Like, my goodness.
Because, like, the Hound speech, I thought that would sway her to... live, like, you know, and not just live by having to always be on her
fighting.
Own. Yeah, and fighting. Because, I mean, she could live a happy life with Sansa and then do whatever she wants when she wants. I mean...
Yeah, she could stay in Winterfell.
Now, what if she goes west and nothing's over there?
I know.
Like, it's just the end
what
of the world.
What if she's bored? Like, she can come back. I don't know.
Yeah, that line didn't make much sense to me. Yeah. But other than that, like... I was satisfied by that very last montage.
I wish they would have shown Drogon again, like, holding Dany.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Desecrated corpse or something. I thought he would, like, screech one more time and that's how it would end.
I thought it was going to show, like, one last shot of Drogon, like, flying or doing whatever and then, like, it would end.
Yeah. No CGI budget for that.
I guess not.
Bran just had to mention him. They had the budget for that.
Like, my friend Elle said on Twitter, she was saying, like, why did they have Bran say that he was going to find the dragon and then never follow up with that? Like,
yeah,
that's not so open-ended. You're just like, well, where is the dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have ended with, like, a raven going and finding Drogon.
Post-credits scene.
I'm dead.
Oh yeah, we need to watch all the way through the trailer.
Jeez.
The credits. Oh god. I don't know how I feel about a spinoff.
I mean, it'd be cool if George R. R. Martin is the, like, showrunner. That'd be cool, I feel like.
I don't know. I just liked the storyline for this so much because it was so complex. And I know if they wrote about anything else, it would still be complex, but not as complex as this was, I feel like. Because this was everything.
Yeah, because they don't have, the like, any books to follow or anything.
Yeah.
But we have George R. R. Martin. He knows the world better than anyone. I'm sure he has these stories in his head. Because writing...
Oh, no, yeah, he does. He's writing spinoff books and stuff, but...
Would you want a sequel trilogy, a prequel...
Prequel,
trilogy.
Prequel.
Did I say trilogy? I hate myself. Sequel, show, or...
Definitely not sequel.
Prequel.
Yeah. You don't want a prequel? Yeah.
I just want new characters.
Because the only sequel would be, like, either following Jon or following Arya, and, like, that...
That's cheesy.
A little boring, in my opinion. Like, I love them, but not...
I saw this thing, like... HBO confirms there's not going to be a spinoff with Arya, and I was like, do people really believe that? Like, I don't know. It's really, a little
it's not
gullible.
Happening.
Yeah, like...
I don't think that's going to happen.
But I would like a prequel to the time when there were lots of dragons.
Yeah.
Because I want them. Because I felt robbed this season. I want more baby dragons.
I want more, like, spooky, like, fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, more stuff with, like, the Children of the Forest. Yeah. And, like, or she's not in the show, but, like, Lady Stoneheart in, like, the books. You know, like, people who, like, are, like, spooky. I don't know. There's a story where one of the Targaryens thinks he's a dragon, so he, like, drinks, like, wildfire or something and, like, burns. And I'm like, wow, that'd be a cool spinoff.
I would like to see it.
I would like to see all the Targaryens just wilding out throughout history. Like,
yeah.
I
honestly,
would love that.
Yes, I would like to see it.
Yeah, because they're so crazy. Like,
they truly are. But I guess we'll see, because there is going to be a prequel spinoff, right?
That's George R. R. Martin wrote it.
Great.
Yeah. Well, so. I don't know how much, if he's writing all of it. But,
okay.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
It'd be cool if he did, though, because, I mean, that's his story, like...
I don't know. He needs to finish his books first.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right?
People
Priorities.
Are coming up with all these theories about him, like, putting it off so he could have this good ending and them having a bad ending. I'm like, why would he do that? Like,
why would he do that to himself?
I know.
You can tell he really likes the show. He really cared about the show, so...
I love how George R. R. Martin, like... respects the show and respects that they
does,
do different
yeah.
things. Because, like, some authors get, like, so mad about them doing different stuff, and it's like, this is why it's a show and
it's
not the book.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be so boring if you just follow the same thing.
Well, I think he knows because he's written for, like, shows and movies before, so he gets,
true.
It's a lot harder to write for, like, an on-screen adaptation than for a book. But...
He's a blessing to this world.
Yeah.
I love him. I know.
George R. R. Martin, if you're listening to our podcast, we love you. Please finish your books. Thank you so much.
One day when we're old and wrinkly,
they'll be released.
I know. I'm like, how old is George R. R. Martin? Like, what if he dies? Like, please.
No!
Don't put that in the world.
Release it now.
I'm upsetty.
Can't he just give us a timeline at least?
I know, right?
I feel like since I've stanned those books, literally every year there's been an announcement, like an official announcement that's like, this year, 2017, this book will be released, and year it doesn't release. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw one that was like 2019 when the show ends, the books will be released. Are they released? No. Like,
hasn't it been like 20 years since the last book released?
Yeah,
too?
It's been a while. Yeah, because the books came out like before we were born.
Yeah,
damn, that's crazy.
I know.
Any closing remarks on the last episode of Game of Thrones?
I'm sad, right?
Yeah, that's it. No, we talked about everything.
I am sad, though. I'll miss it.
Yeah. I was talking to my dad about how Game of Thrones is a very, like, communal show, and we don't have many of those anymore. Like, every week, we all came to my house to watch Game of Thrones, and, like, I don't even know if I've ever experienced a show that people together.
I used to do that with Walking Dead, and then that show went downhill, and now I did that with Game of Thrones. Here we go.
Yeah.
So I guess the moral of the story is I can't communal watch things with people, otherwise I'll just be disappointed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make new shows, everybody, with people of color in them.
Please.
True.
Fancy
Thank you.
Dragons. I will watch it. I will subscribe to that.
I would have been perfect if, like, Walking Dead just ended, too. I mean, they started at, like, the same time. And also, they just need to end, so.
It's still going, huh, Walking Dead?
Yes. They have no plans of stopping.
Oh, man.
No plans. There's three movies in the world.
On a scale of Game of Thrones to The Walking Dead, how many episodes do you need? Like,
I said three movies.
Maybe I should start watching Walking Dead.
There's no way. No.
Good luck, sis. I want to see how far you make it.
Because everyone I know very far.
No, I mean, watch the first three seasons and then act like the other seasons don't exist.
Okay, everyone I know, like, stops watching it at a different point. Some people are like, I stopped watching at the farm. Some people are like, I stopped watching after.
The farm was good.
Yeah, the farm was good. What? I don't know. Some people didn't like the farm. That? But most people stopped when I stopped, when Glenn died. Which is the right place to stop.
Spoiler alert.
Even like, Glenn was the heart of the show, so. I'm sorry.
No one, Kayla. Ben was the heart of the show.
Ben!
Oh no!
Ben-demption!
Glenn and Ben, your two faves.
I know.
Your boys.
But yeah, I mean, I'll be sad. It's over. I don't think it's hit me yet, though.
I don't think so either. I think maybe on Sunday when I'm like, ooh, Game of Thrones is on tonight.
If and you then see me at like, your no, house, Tia, on Sunday night,
you're all just going to show up and like, we're just going to sit there and be upset.
Yeah.
But yeah, that concludes it. It's sad. It's bitter. It's not even bittersweet.
It's bittersweet.
Like, it's like bitter, disappointed, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I was feeling a bit more satisfied, but. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But whatever. Right. That's it. Like, that's just it. That's how I felt when the episode ended. I was like, that's it. I know.
That's it.
I thought I would cry, and they didn't even give us any opportunities to cry. Like, a big Danny stan on Twitter was saying how they didn't, like, shed a tear during her death because the way it was executed, like,
It was, they didn't give you a lot of time to grieve for Danny. Yeah. They just cut through, the humorous trial scene. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, by the time this comes out, the Vanity Fair Star
Wars Kayla!
Will be out, so that's very exciting. I'm ready for tomorrow.
Is that official?
I'm so happy.
I don't know if it's official.
Okay, well, hopefully the Vanity Fair cover will
be out. Or else I'm Boo Boo the Fool.
We will see.
And I predict Raylo.
We know.
Raylo. We are aware.
The cover is going to be Raylo. Well, one of them will be. And I'm going to be right, so. I'm basically, like, a future predictor. What is, like, a...
Are you? How well did Game of Thrones do for you,
I'm a prophet.
Raylo. I predict the cover will be the Falcon. Just the Falcon.
Wait. We should say what our Star Wars theories are. Like, what do we think is going to happen in Star Wars?
I think the Millennium Falcon will sit on the Iron Throne.
I have got to go. I think C-3PO will symbolically destroy the Millennium Falcon.
No!
I realize that. I'm just kidding.
C-3PO destroys the Iron Throne.
I think C-3PO will end up on the Iron Throne, the Falcon Throne.
And the Falcon will be... Hand of the King.
Yeah.
Ben Solo prediction. Will be redeemed. Ben, Rey and Ben will live happily ever after. They'll call Kylo, not Kylo this episode, Ben Solo. And in the credits, next to Adam Driver's name, it will say Ben Solo.
Oh my God.
And Anakin's Force Ghost will be there.
I want all the Force Ghosts. Like a lineup of just all of them. Yes. I want like Qui-Gon there. Like, yes. Everyone is here.
Qui-Gon.
Thank you. Like,
I actually really do think that Anakin's Force Ghost is going to make an appearance.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because Hayden Christensen was like at the last celebration.
Uh-huh. He's down. Yeah. He'd be down. You know,
he's still around.
God.
Isn't he like a farmer or something now?
He was in a movie recently. That came out in like...
He's, like, living a quiet life.
I thought he was in a movie that came out, like, really recently. I'm serious. And everyone was like,
I have to show you this meet and greet photo of Hayden Christensen with a cosplaying lightsaber. And, what? Like, it's just a person cosplaying a big lightsaber. And he has his arms around it like this.
Have you seen the picture of him with someone cosplaying as a bag of sand?
Oh, my God.
That's my personal favorite.
I know. They announced Hayden Christensen, and people were like, someone said on Twitter... Please don't bring sand to the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah, He was in two movies in 2018.
That doesn't mean he can't still be a farmer.
This one is with, like, Emma Roberts or something.
Oh, wow.
We need to watch that.
They sure look Italian.
We need to watch that.
Yeah, he's in a movie called Little Italy.
Is it like a romance?
Yeah. Like, everyone was posting it, like, oh, this movie, what year do you think this came out in?
And everyone's like, 2004.
Yeah. And it's like, no, 2018.
Oh, I need to watch that
it
right now.
It might be a good movie. No one knows. I need, like, to see it. I don't think anyone went to see it, but.
My friend was, like, an intern for Hayden Christensen. Like, really? That was his first internship.
And,
like,
was he nice?
I don't know if he said he was, like, an intern, so, oh, you know, yeah. He, like, read scripts for him to see which scripts he would fit in. Yeah.
That's fancy.
I know, right? He works on The Walking Dead now, so.
Incredible. Okay.
So, yeah, Star Wars, we love it.
That's the next thing. I feel like now that Game of Thrones is over, I am on, like, always on Star Wars mode, but, like Star Wars is, like, it's happening. You know, Galaxy's Edge, she's coming. Episode 9, it's going down, like, all those trailers that are going to come out between here and
then. And the poster? They still haven't released the
poster.
Yeah, they haven't.
Like, hello, I brought my...
What are they going to?
I'm Boo Boo the Fool. I brought my poster tube to the panel. I didn't get a poster. I lugged it all the way to the panel. Aww. And I was, like, telling it. Everybody was like, why do you have a poster tube? I'm like, they're going to give me a poster. Like, you guys, they're like, oh, man, I should have brought a poster tube. And I didn't get a poster.
That's so upsetting. I'm upset for you.
It's okay. Aww. I got a beanie.
And now your poster tube is just sad and empty. Right now.
But I did get a free Kylo print from this very nice guy from the art show, and it was nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's what filled my poster tube. So thank you. If you're out there, he was so nice.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I almost, like, don't even want episode 9 to come out. I think I'm gonna
be, like, really upset.
Yeah. Yeah. About it being over, like, I just love this time that's gonna of hit us me. Being excited.
I mean, I didn't watch Game of Thrones for 10 years, but I was still, like, upset when it ended. But, like, Star Wars ending is gonna hit me like a freaking brick. Like, I don't even think I would be able to film a podcast about it because I'd be sobbing the whole time.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Well, they have their next trilogy coming out.
And they're having a ton of, like, spin-offs and stuff. Like, Rogue One and Solo.
And The Mandalorian.
We should just, like, start a series together, though. Like,
Clone Wars and stuff.
That would be cool. Yeah. I really want to watch Clone Wars.
I've watched some of it. It's good. Like, people say it's good.
There's a lot of Marvel shows out there.
Yeah, there's a lot coming.
There's a lot of shows happening.
But we just have to wait.
The world doesn't end with Game of Thrones. More things are still happening.
My life is over because Game of Thrones is over. Like, everyone's like, how's it going? I'm like, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Same.
Like, how am I doing? Like,
Plus, Marvel is still going. They're hella going.
Yeah, but are they coming out with any movies this year besides Far From Home?
Besides
Far From Home,
besides Endgame, that was it.
That's it for the year.
Far From Home, that one's gonna be a good one.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that one's gonna be a good one. But, like, after that, like, this year, there's not much happening in Marvel.
But I mean, I predict that there's gonna be a Marvel movie in the first couple months of 2020, and we just haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah, probably
because they're releasing the slate during Comic-Con.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Not me.
So, that's exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
So, there's lots happening, and it's an exciting time to be a nerd. Our next episode, TBD. Not quite sure what we're going to talk about, but...
Please give us suggestions on what you would like us to talk about. Suggested that we rewatch Glee and give a review on it.
Yes!
And Tia said, I will kill you, so.
No.
Glee-demption.
Glee is full of minorities. Theater kids.
Because they are.
Stop!
We're all minorities.
I grew up obsessed, like, theater. Like, I was in theater.
Oh my god.
But, either way, we'll come out with some content in the next couple of weeks, but keep an eye out in 3 weeks for our big Galaxy's Edge review.
Woo!
That's gonna be a good one. We're gonna talk a lot about it. I can already feel it in my bones. So, thank you for listening! Follow us on... Twitter.
She. At she underscore 3PO.
And then on Instagram,
@3podcast.
She3podcast on Instagram.
Woo! And if we make a TikTok, and we're like, oh my gosh,
we should absolutely take a TikTok.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
That's good idea.
Look out for some exciting news from us.
Oh yeah, soon. We have some cool stuff coming up, guys.
So look out for it. Be excited.
Oh yeah.
It took me a second to realize what you guys are talking about, like, but yeah, you're right. Keep an eye out. Stuff's going down.
Expanding.
We will take over just the like world. The MCU.
Just like Daenerys Targaryen. Expanding.
Just like our expanding universe, which I just learned in astronomy.
Wow.
Our universe is constantly expanding.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's at an accelerated rate because of the dark energy in our world.
Wow.
You know what? I felt that. That's a lot like what is going on in my brain.
So I have a final tomorrow, obviously, as you can tell. All right.
You're going to ace it, Kayla.
Thanks.
All right. Anyway, that's the podcast. That's it. Good luck, Kayla.
Signing off. I'm Kelsey.
I'm Kayla.
I am Tia.
And we are She3PO.
Woo! Bye.
Bye.